Welcome to Letter from the Capitol, a bi-monthly podcast covering national security, economic, and cultural issues.
Greetings, I'm John Wohlstetter, your host. Welcome to my Letter from the Capitol podcast. Today we will discuss Obama jumps the immigration shark. The president flips on executive power and seeks to preempt contrary congressional consideration. In this open borders dilemma, Reagan and Bush did not do the same, which has become a mantra justifying what the president did. No, Ronald Reagan and Bush 41 stayed legal. David Frum explains why Presidents Reagan and G.H.W. Bush were not precedent for President Obama's imminent issuance of an executive order to bypass Congress. The two presidents acted pursuant to congressional legislative authorization. Frum cites four differences that illuminate what Reagan-Bush did. A, they acted pursuant to 1986 legislation issuing executive orders only to fix specific problems that arose under the new law. B, far fewer people were affected. C, Reagan-Bush reforms did not work well as enforcement was virtually nil, which led to anarchic results that hardly advertised for Obama's recent action. D, citing a failed effort is not sound precedent for future actions, but merely a zinger debating point. The president presented his deportation suspension plan before jetting to Las Vegas, a mecca for gamblers worldwide and hence a fitting place for a riverboat political gamble. In all, Obama has denied at least 22 times having such authority during his presidency. Charles Krauthammer criticized the action, calling it the act of a caudillo. That term refers to military dictators in Spain and Latin America. He used that label because Obama bypassed the legislature, as in a banana republic. George Will called it institutional vandalism and a nullification of the separation of powers. Bush 43 White House aide Peter Weiner captured the brazen, cynical nature of the president's act on the eve of announcement. What is about to happen may be the low point in a presidency filled with them. Mr. Obama is acting in a way that he himself has said is unconstitutional and indefensible. No matter. In an act of unmatched narcissism and selfishness, the president will create a constitutional crisis that is utterly unnecessary and will further polarize our political culture. Washington Post Ombudsman Glenn Kessler awarded an upside-down Pinocchio to the president for his statement and reversal. An upside-down Pinocchio represents a clear but unacknowledged flip-flop from a previously held position. Here are excerpts from prior presidential statements. March 28, 2011, on Univision, Obama said, "With respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed. And I know that everybody here at Bell is studying hard, so you know that we've got three branches of government. Congress passes the law. The executive branch's job is to enforce and implement those laws, and then the judiciary has to interpret the laws. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore these congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president." Obama said on Valentine's Day 2013 in Google Hangout, "Well, look, Jackie, this is something I've struggled with throughout my presidency. The problem is that, you know, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. And Congress right now has not changed what I consider to be a broken immigration system. And what that means is that we have certain obligations to enforce the laws that are in place, even if we think that in many cases the results may be tragic. And what we've been able to do is make sure that we're focusing our enforcement resources on criminals as opposed to somebody who's here just trying to work and look after their families." On September 17th of last year, this is what he said on Telemundo. "Here's the problem that I have, Jose, and I've said this consistently. My job in the executive branch is to carry out the laws that are passed. Congress has said, here's the law. when it comes to those who are undocumented, and they allocate a whole bunch of money for enforcement. What I've been able to do is make a legal argument I think is absolutely right, which is given the resources we have, we can't do everything Congress has asked us to do. And what we can do is then carve out the DREAM Act folks. That was the Harry Reid bill as to young immigrants. But Obama goes on. But if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law in a way that I think would be very difficult to defend legally. So that's not an option. I do get a little worried that advocates of immigration reform start losing heart and immediately thinking, well, somehow there's an out here, that if Congress doesn't act, we'll just have the president sign something and that will take care of it and we won't have to worry about it. What I've said is that there is a path to get this done, and that is through Congress. Legal Andy McCarthy explains that Obama can legally pardon illegals without raising the constitutional issues if he acts via executive fiat. This does not make them citizens, he writes, as only Congress can legislate citizenship status. Against Obama's abuse of presidential power, the only remedy, he notes, is impeachment and removal from office, that is, as to pardons, which will never happen in the final days of this Congress or the new one come January. The Washington Post editorial page just last week on the scope of immigration executive action said, President Obama's unilateral action has no precedent. Judge Deneen Pirro slammed Obama's decision on her Fox show Justice with Judge Deneen, noting that legal immigrants have been mocked by this invitation to mass illegal influx. This new White House assertion, under the number of illegals in earlier presidencies being precedent for Barack 44, earned from the Washington Post fact checker three Pinocchios, which means significant factual error and are obvious contradictions. This as to the White House claim that Bush 41's executive order affected 1.5 million. It was more like a tenth of that. Conclusion. President Obama's claim that he now has executive authority he repeatedly formally disclaimed is, frankly, risible. A president's powers do not in the slightest depend upon whether he faces a cooperative or confrontational Congress. In effect, the president asserted that all of a sudden he had to act. Yet it was such a dire situation that his action could wait until after the election. And yet he had to act before the new Congress convened in January. There are exactly 9 reasons why the president did this. Each is a new GOP senator come January, and hence GOP senatorial control. For a letter from the Capitol, this is John Wallstetter. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute. Letter from the Capitol is a trademark and copyright of John Wallstetter. Rebroadcasts of this podcast are allowed only with permission of the Discovery Institute. For more information, please visit www.letterfromthecapitol.com or www.discovery.org.